strategic sourcing, sourcing management, and tactical buying. The distinctions between purchased materials point to the need for three basic approaches to procurement: strategic sourcing, sourcing management, and tactical buying. Strategic sourcing. Strategic sourcing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: a comprehensive approach for locating and sourcing key material suppliers, which often includes the business process of analyzing total spend for material spend categories. The approach includes a focus on the development of long-term relationships with trading partners who can help the purchaser meet profitability and customer satisfaction goals. From an information technology, IT, applications perspective, it includes automation of requests for quotes, requests for proposals, electronic auctioning, e-auction or reverse auction, and contract management processes. Strategic sourcing is best for products that are both high in supply risk and high in the material's profit impact per the risk versus profit matrix. Strategic sourcing aligns procurement practices with the organization's overall business strategy. For example, an organization may focus more on total cost of ownership and costs of quality. It may become more proactive in creating new solutions by selecting suppliers with certain capabilities, for example, the ability to collaborate in product design or certifications, for example, a quality or sustainability certification. Strategic sourcing can increase the buyer's competitive advantage and/or reduce its risk. In addition, it can be used to decrease the complexity of the supply chain by reducing the number of supply partners, which can increase costs and risks. By its nature, strategic sourcing is a costly and time-consuming process. It requires collaboration throughout the organization. For example, product engineering must have input into supplier requirements, but may also adjust its work to align with selected suppliers. Although strategic sourcing is a complex and lengthy process, it aims at creating longer relationships that can have a large impact on the organization's strategic goals. The process for strategic sourcing is generally attributed to the consulting firm A.T. Kearney. It includes four basic steps, which are summarized in Exhibit 5-7. Exhibit 5-7, Strategic Sourcing Process, Internal Analysis. The sourcing team analyzes the item category and establishes who uses the material and in what forms or models, how much material is used, and when it is used. The team works with internal experts to establish the true supply cost, which will include the costs associated with the item over its use lifetime, the total cost of ownership, which will include scrap, transportation, disposal, and so on. It will also include administrative costs, such as order processing and special process requirements, such as just-in-time deliveries. Internal users are stakeholders in this process. Strategic sourcing goals are defined by management. External analysis. The team researches the market to establish major suppliers, price ranges, competitive forces, risks, and so on. Strategy formulation. Strategies are formulated for each category of materials. Individual strategies depend on the characteristics of material use and the market for the material. The strategy will describe the supplier selection criteria and process and the goals for supplier relationships. For example, design collaboration, lean practices. The strategy determines sourcing to use, sole, multiple, or single. Strategy execution. The team solicits tenders, reviews suppliers' qualifications, and selects preferred suppliers. Contracts are negotiated and finalized. Supplier performance against the contract and the goals of the relationship are reviewed regularly. Sourcing management. In terms of the risk versus profit matrix, sourcing management is used when risk is high, but the material's profit impact is low or moderate. Bottleneck items. The approach is similar to strategic sourcing in that a preferred list of suppliers may be created. However, the sourcing goals, the time frame, and the nature of the relationships are different. The goals are to secure materials as reliably as possible at the best total cost of ownership. Leveraging competition among suppliers means that relationships may be shorter. Unlike the strategic sourcing relationship, the purchasing organization and the supplier are less integrated, but may still collaborate to create value. Sourcing management may make an organization's supply chain global, as purchasing managers seek more competitive prices. These global suppliers pose certain risks, however, including the following: currency exchange rates and transportation costs. For example, increase in fuel costs can change the benefit-cost balance. Transportation can increase the risks of reliable supply. For example, a port may be shut down because of a labor strike. A longer supply lead time may reduce the organization's flexibility in managing inventory to meet changing demand. Supplier behavior may be more difficult to monitor, which poses governance and sustainability risks. The global relationship may require skills that the organization does not possess, such as cultural familiarity or technological ability to track activities. To manage these risks, organizations committed to global sourcing strategies may create teams with specific cultural, financial, and logistical skills. Tactical buying. Strategic sourcing is to be distinguished from tactical buying, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the purchasing process focused on transactions and non-strategic material buying. It is closely aligned with the ordering portion of executing the purchasing transaction process. Its characteristics include stable, limited fluctuations, defined standard specifications non-critical to production, no delivery issues, and high reliability concerning quality standard material with very little concern for rejects. C. Strategic sourcing. Unlike strategic sourcing, which involves establishing long-term relationships, tactical buying is transaction-based. It is best suited to leveraged and non-critical materials rated as low risk in the risk versus profit matrix. Tactical buying situations are characterized by the following conditions. There are many competing suppliers, which creates room for bidding. The products have standard specifications and are available at comparable and reliable levels of quality. Material requirements have stable usage rates and predictable schedules. Tactical buying uses a straightforward purchasing process. Exhibit 5-8 goes over decision factors involved in determining when to use strategic sourcing versus when to use tactical buying. Exhibit 5-8. When to use strategic sourcing and tactical buying.